Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. I was at a retirement celebration for a dear friend last weekend, and I got to talking with another friend of hers as we sat camped out in folding chairs beneath a grand old oak tree that provided comfort from the heat and sun. It was a real scorcher for early June. Well, as we talked, I learned, like my friend, he also volunteers in the local prison close to where they live. A brief consideration of what's wrong with the prison system in America ensued, and we touched on many things like solitary confinement and prison slavery, where people are paid 25 cents an hour, for example, to make license plates. We brushed the inhumanity of confinement with its high risk of desocialization and the cycle of recidivism when, for some, being in prison is better than being put out into the world with no real place to go or the sense, as a felon, that anyone will take you in. After this conversation, I remembered C.D. Wright, the poet from Mountain Home, Arkansas, whom I was lucky to see at the Walker Art Center when she was promoting One Big Self, a book that was the culmination of Wright's repeated visits to Louisiana prisons. I'd almost forgotten in the landscape of what is now my own stretched out history that nearly 30 years ago I saw Wright, got to hear her talk about her sense of things when it came to the American system of prisons. Back at my friend's party, I told the man in front of me that I read a book she had recommended to me in my 20s, and that this book, not solely but certainly first, greatly influenced my thinking about punishment and systems of punishment, whether it be familial or institutional. It was a small book by A.S. Neal titled Summerhill, the same name alternative school Neal founded in 1921. I remember loving it, taking on delinquent boys brought to Summerhill to be fixed of their social ills. Neal had determined it was not the knock upside the head that turned them into good people and citizens, but love. All crimes, all hatreds, all wars can be reduced to unhappiness, was Neal's philosophy. And I recall reading he had suggested to more than one parent they might consider not physically abusing their sons if they wished their boys to learn how to properly behave, which is to say, to behave with compassion and understanding for the other, while developing the ability to self-govern. The man in front of me knew the book. I told him, from this book and much more, I have come to believe prisons should be love camps, staffed with the highest quality professionals, psychologists, nuns, Buddhist monks. He nodded his head in clear agreement. People would do much better once out if given the love they deserved, we said. And though nothing can be done for psychotics, they can certainly be handled differently. I thanked my friend's co-volunteer for his dedication, stating he and she are among the many unsung heroes doing good work in a country where, superficially, only the most bitter or deftly ignorant would like to believe Americans are little more than condemned to the vicissitudes of the day, even if at the hands of a president who, if I would hazard a guess, did not get the proper kind of love as a child. So, if you're out there reading manipulative writings that run competition with Goebbels' masterful propaganda passed off as news, or if you are just a little tired of news that talks from the top down, rest assured there is a lot to the grassroots of American life. And like the abolitionists who quietly moved slaves through Wisconsin and into Canada, there is a lot of bottom-up out here. People working every day or every other weekend, volunteering their time in peace and with love to assist in the reparations for so much harm which, from the top down, whether personal or political, has been injudiciously and prejudicially inflicted. I leave you with a song I wrote a few years ago when the news came of Herman Wallace, one of the Angola Three, who was released from solitary confinement after 41 years of imprisonment. Released to die at home with his family as he was ill with cancer. I wrote the song after seeing a map Wallace drew of his cell. My artist friend Tom Cassidy collaborated with me on a visual piece created around Wallace's map. This collaboration was published in Caliban. Solitary, Song for Herman Wallace, is available as an MP3 through CD Baby. So I thank you for listening and for stopping by to see my work. And you can see the artwork of Map 1 below. And, as always, I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.
Six foot, 9 foot, 7. did she say? Going on home today. Judge, she says, I'm going on home today. Judge, she
six foot, 9 foot, 7.